27th, 1992. We're gathered in an emergency meeting at 3 p.m. at the bookstore.
Okay. We're gathered in order that we not have to repeat a lot of things. We've got some emergency information that must go out. Where's Brent?
He's at the doctor, getting some x-rays and a patch on his ribs.
All right. I would like, first of all, for a message to go onto the hotline so that ones call in, they know that there is something very urgent coming. We're going to have to weed it down, maybe into segments. I've written on some very important matters just this day that Oberle hasn't even had a chance to look at, on these new, quote, new faults in Los Angeles. As we wrote, Dorma could see that which she's seen many times, and yet the pictures of fault lines and so forth didn't fit. Unfortunately, now they fit. Having been in that area of Los Angeles where these new faults run parallel rather than perpendicular to the coast, and these both of them will be in the area, at least one of them major in the area where Hollywood Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard, and Vermont Avenue, approximately where they merge. You don't just discover ancient faults. Are these real? Are they tunnels? Are they faults? What are they? Any way you cut it, there's something that has been kept from you. The facts are that this is what happens in the visions of one, for instance, Casey, the young man who fell from his horse and saw LA. All of you, with your knowledge that at some point the toxic fumes will come right up through the streets of that city. Well, this could be any city, any city. But this one now is the capper for you ones who know Los Angeles. When that system goes, you have to understand that as you have merging or confronting plates, regardless of whether they're shoved under or whatever, you don't just have a few fissures that go to the ocean or to the plate. You have absolute crazing of the area. You have crisscross network fractures. But when you have faults that are inland and they are parallel to your plate, you know that they have been either created there or you have some serious stuff that you didn't know about. And it doesn't matter to you. I'm telling you right now, don't get hung up on this nonsense. It does not matter to you, except to know that they are there. They are now being brought public. That means they intend to use them. You are at such a critical time in this nation that there is no way that I can stress it strongly enough. Whether nothing happens or everything happens, you have to understand how serious the intent is at this moment. And as goes America, goes the rest of the world. Now this you will know from any nation, because their constitutions, if they ever had one, were based on the British system of world domination. And in utter chaos now. There is no valid constitution to return to. So as America goes with your Constitution, there goes the world, eventually, in its domino effect. I'm not going to try to explain everything to you. I'm just telling you that we have in our hands very good description of what we're told is planned. I don't need to remake a tape. I don't want it to come from Hatton. I wanted to say right up front from the editor that Hatton has had a meeting, and I'm not going to go farther than that at this time. Based on all the things that we have told the listeners in the last while, they're going to have to begin to make their own discernments. Now you know that there is a law that says banks shall be closed after the 19th, no later than the 1st of January or shortly thereafter, if they do not meet the capitalization required. The intent is to close all of them. Do away with the Federal Reserve and take back your nation. You're going to find that Federal Reserve was actually set up by families very, very early in your century. It didn't become a viable entity as you recognize it until your 1930s. It was already in place, being operated. PJ, did you wish to speak?
1913.
Yeah, 1913 was when it was enacted, the law.
You misspoke. You said 1930. No big thing.
Well, all right. You see, I'm trying to go along with tapes, and I'm not even speaking rationally. These are not the pertinent things. The word has come down that the military, the major portion of the military establishment, which of course is in control because there is martial law. And you will find that this is true. They have the capability of doing exactly the scenario that they have laid forth. Whether that's to suck you in or not is going to have to be your decision, at least for a little while today. But the plans, as have been presented, is that the military has already put on notice the last four presidents, members of the Supreme Court, Baker, Kissinger, etc., for arrest, for treason. Already, the military tribunal is hearing cases of mistreatment by the IRS. And because of military law, the Joint Chiefs of Staff are the ones with which you filed the paper. But Powell is a Bush puppet, or is he? You see, you as citizens are not given to know these things. And it has to be a citizen action. I'll tell you right off, what I don't want anyone in this room doing is what they're asking everybody to do. That's send your cards and your letters and barrage. I don't even remember who. But it will be like a petition where they can check the addresses. You don't have to put your valid name, but you have to put a valid address. Well, it's the same thing, isn't it? You don't have to put a zip code because they already have marshals' officers in there monitoring the receipt of this mail. Doesn't that bring a chill to your bones and your heart? Please don't succumb to this because you don't know whether it's valid or invalid. And I want you to act on your intelligence. Not a commander that sits up here and says hoop-de-doo to you. go with intelligent reason in this thing. Because what I'm asking is that we get this out tomorrow. I don't care if it doesn't go in the paper. If you wish to have it locally printed and run it as a special bulletin with the tape, with a comment by me, saying that you better monitor this. This could be the real thing. The reason that I'm not going to tell you if it's the real thing or not is there's some that are going to be given an opportunity to make decisions, and I don't want those decisions clouded. There are several things that you can measure the trust or the input or the lack of from various and sundry sources that better give you cause to think. Now, you're not either going to know which side they're on. Let's call it ours versus theirs, simply because that seems to be the way we always speak. They are doing this to us, and of course we aren't doing anything to them. Well, we are doing a lot to them. And you're not going to know what that is, but we have precipitated this entire thing. Now, to get back, they can knock off San Andreas. They can cause such upheaval in an effort to take over with what they will call martial law. The whole thing of sending people into Somalia is a farce. It's all to control the type of military action that you have. Their intent, of course, is to take over with United Nations control and forces. So they're not going to give up easy. But neither will your military. I wrote this morning, I said, that the word is going to come out. And Bush and Clinton both know, they've both been put on notice, they know that the word is going to come out that Pearl won this election, and they can no longer hide it. And there is very good possibility that both will have the intelligence just to step down. Now, will they do that? It depends on whether or not they really get the big picture. But you see, your military is sworn to uphold the Constitution, not that fringe flag. That untampered, untouched flag of the United States of America, one nation under God. And there's been high treason above and beyond criminal activities. That's just part of it. Now, this is not going to represent necessarily a Zionist movement. You can know the ones that are on your side. Gonzalez is on your side. And there are quite a few in the House that will move with Gonzalez in the banking situation. It'll have to be sorted out from the tape. But there is an intent to close all of the banks and bring them into the Bank of the United States. Now, whether that's the good guys or the bad guys, I can't figure out the tape. I didn't monitor it carefully at all. Because this meeting is not called to talk about these details. The meeting is called to see how we get the word the quickest way to our readers and the ones who subscribe to the word as tapes. And then we'll listen to part of this tape. I believe overly the best part to hear is the first part of side B.
Okay.
In fact, maybe we ought to just do that.
All right. Mander?
Yes.
I would ask a question, please.
All right.
There are two ways in the logistics of this to get it out quickly. When I talked to Overly earlier today, my suggestion was to put a one-paragraph summary on the front page of the paper that said there will be a special bulletin following later in the week, could be the next day, as you suggest. That has the provocative stance of letting our regular subscribers in on things, and the ones who read the paper peripherally maybe feel a little pushed to call for a subscription. Now, the other way to do it is to try harder to get a good deal of the tape transcribed and in the paper before it goes to press tomorrow morning. You have a preference one way or the other.
Yes, I suggested the latter.
Okay, yes. That's as much as
and,
I can do, that we'll try.
And that seemed very difficult, but I believe that it wouldn't be difficult just to transcribe the portion that you're going to hear now.
Which you feel is important.
And then say that there will be more to follow,
okay.
Please, and that we'll be keeping up with this as best we can each morning or each day. If there is no headline, then obviously we won't have a headline for a particular day on the hotline. But I have a feeling that you'll be getting some reactions. You know that come the 17th or 19th, you're going to have some kind of action regarding these banks. Now, these are laws of the land, and they cannot be simply ignored. So the closer you get to that Electoral College date, the more dangerous it becomes. Because it becomes obvious there is no plan of having Clinton take office. So let's listen, and then we'll talk a little bit. You all are going to have to put your thought processes into some kind of order. Well, I'm sorry you weren't taping it, Oberly.
Tape that thing again? We've got it.
Did I hear the term real money used?
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Silverback money.
Backed by silver certificates.
Sounds like they're painting a picture of utopia for us.
Matter of question.
A lot.
Well, you're going to have to wait a minute. I can't get her settled down enough to continue validly. This is always the problem. As long as you're not talking about something very personal, these receivers don't have much trouble. But when you're talking about something as important as this, and it affects not only what you do the rest of the day, but your families. You see, I've had to dump a real load on her. We're talking about the entire coast of California going right to the San Andreas. She's got family there. Many of you do. And it isn't just California. So all of you are going to have to understand exactly what I said to her and in the writing. It isn't your problem. You think it is. I don't care what you do. A child is going to be protected anyway. You know, you worry about your little grandchildren. And, well, but Commander, I know that you said that you would take up any ones that we really feel uncomfortable about. Yes, I made an agreement. But I want to remind you what that agreement is. Under the proper circumstances, when there's evacuation, I didn't say I would protect anybody from their stupidity. Never. Anyone who is not in the service, actively in the service of God, who chooses to be in a dangerous place, is there by their own free will. And you, as a person, do not have a right to try to do anything with them in their state. You can offer them information until you have them buried in it. Just like you can absolutely take a horse and sink him in water. You cannot make him inhale. You can finally make him do something by sheer force, but you're going to drown him either way. What I said was, and I'm going to repeat, and this is the promise of you ones who have active, valid jobs. When I say come, I mean now, right now. Not 20 minutes from now, not 5 minutes from now. That means drop what you're doing and get to me now. Because you are the ground crew. You will determine how many make it in many, many circumstances. And if you can't decide whether or not to get into the lighted beam, well, how in the world do you expect anyone else to? I'm sorry, it's inconvenient for me now. I don't mind. If you don't mind, I'll be there in the morning. No, I mind. Not really mind, because if that is your choice, and in the morning's too late, I have to allow you that choice. No, I'm not going to go snatching up a bunch of people, but I will guarantee my workers this. This is the contract. At the moment of decision, I don't want you worried about your grandchildren or your son or daughter sitting over there in the middle of that fault. And in exchange for your 100% attention and participation instantly, the agreement is, I will get them. Surprisingly enough, many will refuse to come. I will get them anyway. But confronting it, I will also put them right back down. You don't have a right to decide that which is another's right to decide. It goes right back to the cross, whether or not it happened. No one can do for another, and you don't bargain with me for your time. I will bargain and negotiate with you because I have control of it. You don't. I also know the laws, and you apparently don't. So you have to, as adults, if you haven't done your job by now and they won't listen, I don't care what it is, you cannot stuff it down them. And you can hold them physically in the light beam, and you will be taken and they will be left. Do you understand me? You don't have a right. But for my crew, and I would hope that all of you will reach the point, and Dorma has, as painful as it is, to understand what I'm saying and release it. Each has a right to their experience. And if they are not ready for the truth, you have to release it. And I periodically have to remind you ones of this. Because if you think to sacrifice yourself to save them is the way to go, you are incorrect. You have volunteered for a job, and there's a lot more at stake than what you perceive as one of your little energy forms. In this game, there is no reality to it. And so you may well be sacrificing what could have been a tremendous contribution for zero. Don't try to outguess God. Don't try to outguess God. You knew when you entered this that if in fact we represented God, there would be a magnificent plan bigger than anything that you could imagine. And you're not given to know what it is. For your own security, and so that you can remain focused and also remain busy, or else you would go sit on your assets and say, it's going to work out fine anyway. No, it requires all of you to make it work out. Now, one reason this group is down here is because we have a decision to make about how we get this word out to the people exactly as it was presented to us with a request to get it out to the people. Forget God's presence here in this room at this moment as far as your resource of information. You have all the information you literally need to decide on this, but the purpose of the meeting is not to decide on the information, but how to get it out there. Let's not lose sight of what we're trying to do. And that's no big problem. But this is what we're about. And it's the little groups like this. We don't have a commune, therefore it is inappropriate to bring everybody in and hold up everything trying to decide what is going to happen with the Liberator in the morning. So we have to begin to focus our thoughts. The second thing I want you to really attend as you leave here. How do you want it to be? How do you, as a direct crew member of God's host, want this to be? Because you've also come to experience here, most of you, as citizens of these United States of America. I want you to think seriously how you want this to be. Because you're going to find out it will be exactly like you want it to be. And if you want to go through the mishmash and the horror and the downfall of all of this nation in its glory, then you're headed there. And that's exactly what will happen. You are at a crossroads. God has given you a window. What will you do with it? And how is best to get it done? The thought is appalling, isn't it, that the military would take over? The military mentality is one of brutal force. Is there anybody in the military that has the compassion and the qualifications for leading in peace under God? On the other hand, what else have you? How else can you force their hand? Well, it's obvious, isn't it? You get rid of the corruption and you bring them under the law, within the law, for the actions. Who can lead? Who can lead? Bewildering, isn't it? Who is good enough, whole enough, compassionate enough, and firm enough to lead? Well, you're going to have to find him, and he will emerge if you do the rest. And don't go fantasizing glory land. It isn't time yet for glory land. Master Isu is not going to precipitate himself into Washington, D.C. You are going to find, if you open your eyes and do a little digging, that you already have established a republic. Try Illinois. But you're going to have to do it. As you establish your credibility, the information will begin to just flow back into you. You see, one cannot come to any kind of a justification that truly God is represented here in this paper. Who cares? Get the word out. That'll take care of itself in its proper sequence. Don't worry about it. You lose credibility the minute you go out there and say, well, this commander from some nebulous something or other told us. Doesn't matter where you get truth. And ones have to begin to establish what is truth and what is set forth to do you in. Your job is to get it out there. Reader's job is to analyze it and act according to their conscience. What does God tell each one to do? I caution all of you ones about getting on any lists willingly. You're already on the list, but I remind you what I've said about sovereign citizens. You are the enemy of this state that wants control of you. And you may be falling into a massive trap by sending in your name and address. They know where the ones who would overthrow the government then are located. Until then, they're getting...
7th, 1992, we're gathered in an emergency meeting at 3 p.m. at the bookstore. Okay.
We're gathered in order that we not have to repeat a lot of things. We've got some emergency information that must go out. Where's Brandt?
He's at the doctor, getting some x-rays and a patch on his ribs.
I would like, first of all, for a message to go onto the hotline so that ones call in, they know that there is something very urgent coming. We're going to have to weed it down, maybe into segments. I've written on some very important matters just this day that Oberle hasn't even had a chance to look at, on these new, quote, new faults in Los Angeles. As we wrote, Dorma could see that which she's seen many times, and yet the pictures of fault lines and so forth didn't fit. Unfortunately, now they fit. Having been in that area of Los Angeles where these new faults run parallel rather than perpendicular to the coast, and these both of them will be in the area, at least one of them major in the area where Hollywood Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard, and Vermont Avenue, approximately where they merge. You don't just discover ancient faults. Are these real? Are they tunnels? Are they faults? What are they? Any way you cut it, there's something that has been kept from you. The facts are that this is what happens in the visions of one, for instance, Casey, the young man who fell from his horse and saw LA. All of you, with your knowledge that at some point the toxic fumes will come right up through the streets of that city. Well, this could be any city, any city. But this one now is the capper for you ones who know Los Angeles. When that system goes, you have to understand that as you have merging or confronting plates, regardless of whether they're shoved under or whatever, you don't just have a few fissures that go to the ocean or to the plate. You have absolute crazing of the area. You have crisscross network fractures. But when you have faults that are inland and they are parallel to your plate, you know that they have been either created there or you have some serious stuff that you didn't know about. And it doesn't matter to you. I'm telling you right now, don't get hung up on this nonsense. It does not matter to you, except to know that they are there. They are now being brought public. That means they intend to use them. You are at such a critical time in this nation that there is no way that I can stress it strongly enough. Whether nothing happens or everything happens, you have to understand how serious the intent is at this moment. And as goes America, goes the rest of the world. Now this you will know from any nation, because their constitutions, if they ever had one, were based on the British system of world domination. And in utter chaos now. There is no valid constitution to return to. So, as America goes with your constitution, there goes the world, eventually, in its domino effect. I'm not going to try to explain everything to you. I'm just telling you that we have in our hands very good description of what we're told is planned. I don't need to remake a tape. I don't want it to come from Hatton. I wanted to say right up front from the editor that Hatton has had a meeting, and I'm not going to go farther than that at this time. Based on all the things that we have told the listeners in the last while, they're going to have to begin to make their own discernments. Now you know that there is a law that says banks shall be closed after the 19th, no later than the 1st of January or shortly thereafter, if they do not meet the capitalization required. The intent is to close all of them. Do away with the Federal Reserve and take back your nation. You're going to find that Federal Reserve was actually set up by families very, very early in your century. It didn't become a viable entity as you recognize it until your 1930s. It was already in place, being operated. PJ, did you wish to speak?
1913.
Yeah, 1913 was when it was enacted, the law.
You misspoke. You said 1930. No big thing.
Well, all right. You see, I'm trying to go along with tapes, and I'm not even speaking rationally. These are not the pertinent things. The word has come down that the military, the major portion of the military establishment, which of course is in control because there is martial law. And you will find that this is true. They have the capability of doing exactly the scenario that they have laid forth. Whether that's to suck you in or not is going to have to be your decision, at least for a little while today. But the plans, as have been presented, is that the military has already put on notice the last four presidents, members of the Supreme Court, Baker, Kissinger, etc., for arrest, for treason. Already, the military tribunal is hearing cases of mistreatment by the IRS. And because of military law, the Joint Chiefs of Staff are the ones with which you filed the paper. But Powell is a Bush puppet, or is he? You see, you as citizens are not given to know these things, and it has to be a citizen action. I'll tell you right off, what I don't want anyone in this room doing is what they're asking everybody to do. That's send your cards and your letters and barrage. I don't even remember who. But it will be like a petition where they can check the addresses. You don't have to put your valid name, but you have to put a valid address. Well, it's the same thing, isn't it? You don't have to put a zip code because they already have marshal's officers in there monitoring the receipt of this mail. Doesn't that bring a chill to your bones and your heart? Please don't succumb to this, because you don't know whether it's valid or invalid. And I want you to act on your intelligence, not a commander that sits up here and says hoop-de-doo to you. Go with intelligent reason in this thing. Because what I'm asking is that we get this out tomorrow. I don't care if it doesn't go in the paper. If you wish to have it locally printed and run it as a special bulletin with the tape, with a comment by me, saying that you better monitor this. This could be the real thing. The reason that I'm not going to tell you if it's the real thing or not is there's some that are going to be given an opportunity to make decisions, and I don't want those decisions clouded. There are several things that you can measure the trust or the input or the lack of from various and sundry sources that better give you cause to think. Now, you're not either going to know which side they're on. Let's call it ours versus theirs, simply because that seems to be the way we always speak. They are doing this to us, and of course, we aren't doing anything to them. Well, we are doing a lot to them. And you're not going to know what that is, but we have precipitated this entire thing. Now, to get back, they can knock off San Andreas. They can cause such upheaval in an effort to take over with what they will call martial law. The whole thing of sending people into Somalia is a farce. It's all to control the type of military action that you have. Their intent, of course, is to take over with United Nations control and forces. So they're not going to give up easy. But neither will your military. I wrote this morning, I said, that the word is going to come out. And Bush and Clinton both know. They've both been put on notice. They know that the word is going to come out that Pearl won this election, and they can no longer hide it. And there is very good possibility that both will have the intelligence just to step down. Now, will they do that? It depends on whether or not they really get the big picture. But you see, your military is sworn to uphold the Constitution, not that fringe flag. That untampered, untouched flag of the United States of America, one nation under God. And there's been high treason above and beyond criminal activities. That's just part of it. Now, this is not going to represent necessarily a Zionist movement. You can know the ones that are on your side. Gonzalez is on your side. And there are quite a few in the House that will move with Gonzalez in the banking situation. it'll have to be sorted out from the tape. But there is an intent to close all of the banks and bring them into the Bank of the United States. Now, whether that's the good guys or the bad guys, I can't figure out the tape. I didn't monitor it carefully at all. Because this meeting is not called to talk about these details. The meeting is called to see how we get the word the quickest way to our readers and the ones who subscribe to the word as tapes. And then we'll listen to part of this tape. I believe, Overly, the best part to hear is the first part of side B.
Okay.
In fact, maybe we ought to just do that.
All right.
Mander?
Yes.
I would ask a question, please.
All right.
There are two ways in the logistics of this to get it out quickly. When I talked to Overly earlier today, my suggestion was to put a one-paragraph summary on the front page of the paper that said there will be a special bulletin following later in the week, could be the next day, as you suggest. That has the provocative stance of letting our regular subscribers in on things, and the ones who read the paper peripherally maybe feel a little pushed to call for a subscription. Now, the other way to do it is to try harder to get a good deal of the tape transcribed and in the paper before it goes to press tomorrow morning. Do you have a preference one way or the other?
Yes, I suggested the latter.
Okay.
Yes.
That's as much as
and,
I can do, that we'll try.
And that seemed very difficult, but I believe that it wouldn't be difficult just to transcribe the portion that you're going to hear now.
Which you feel is important.
And then say that there will be more to follow.
Okay.
Please, and that we'll be keeping up with this as best we can each morning or each day. If there is no headline, then obviously we won't have a headline for a particular day on the hotline. But I have a feeling that you'll be getting some reactions. You know that come the 17th or 19th, you're going to have some kind of action regarding these banks. Now, these are laws of the land, and they cannot be simply ignored. So the closer you get to that Electoral College date, the more dangerous it becomes. Because it becomes obvious there is no plan of having Clinton take office. So let's listen, and then we'll talk a little bit. You all are going to have to put your thought processes into some kind of order. Well, I'm sorry you weren't taping it, Overly.
Tape that thing again? We've got it.
Did I hear the term real money used?
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Silverback money.
Backed by silver certificates.
Sounds like they're painting a picture of utopia for us.
Matter of question.
A lot.
Well, you're going to have to wait a minute. I can't get her settled down enough to continue validly. This is always the problem. As long as you're not talking about something very personal, these receivers don't have much trouble. But when you're talking about something as important as this, and it affects not only what you do the rest of the day, but your families. You see, I've had to dump a real load on her. We're talking about the entire coast of California going right to the San Andreas. She's got family there. Many of you do. And it isn't just California. So all of you are going to have to understand exactly what I said to her and in the writing. It isn't your problem. You think it is. I don't care what you do. A child is going to be protected anyway. You know, you worry about your little grandchildren. And, well, but Commander, I know that you said that you would take up any ones that we really feel uncomfortable about. Yes, I made an agreement. But I want to remind you what that agreement is. Under the proper circumstances, when there's evacuation, I didn't say I would protect anybody from their stupidity. Never. Anyone who is not in the service, actively in the service of God, who chooses to be in a dangerous place, is there by their own free will. And you, as a person, do not have a right to try to do anything with them in their state. You can offer them information until you have them buried in it. Just like you can absolutely take a horse and sink him in water, you cannot make him inhale. You can finally make him do something by sheer force, but you're going to drown him either way. What I said was, and I'm going to repeat, and this is the promise of you ones who have active, valid jobs. When I say come, I mean now, right now. Not 20 minutes from now, not 5 minutes from now. That means drop what you're doing and get to me now. Because you are the ground crew. You will determine how many make it in many, many circumstances. And if you can't decide whether or not to get into the lighted beam, well, how in the world do you expect anyone else to? I'm sorry, it's inconvenient for me now. I don't mind. If you don't mind, I'll be there in the morning. No, I mind. Not really mind, because if that is your choice, and in the morning's too late, I have to allow you that choice. No, I'm not going to go snatching up a bunch of people. But I will guarantee my workers this. This is the contract. At the moment of decision, I don't want you worried about your grandchildren or your son or daughter sitting over there in the middle of that fault. And in exchange for your 100% attention and participation instantly, the agreement is, I will get them. Surprisingly enough, many will refuse to come. I will get them anyway. But confronting it, I will also put them right back down. You don't have a right to decide that which is another's right to decide. It goes right back to the cross, whether or not it happened. No one can do for another, and you don't bargain with me for your time. I will bargain and negotiate with you because I have control of it. You don't. I also know the laws, and you apparently don't. So you have to, as adults, if you haven't done your job by now and they won't listen, I don't care what it is, you cannot stuff it down them. And you can hold them physically in the light beam, and you will be taken and they will be left. Do you understand me? You don't have a right. But for my crew, and I would hope that all of you will reach the point And Dorma has, as painful as it is, to understand what I'm saying and release it. Each has a right to their experience. And if they are not ready for the truth, you have to release it. And I periodically have to remind you ones of this. Because if you think to sacrifice yourself to save them is the way to go, you are incorrect. You have volunteered for a job, and there's a lot more at stake than what you perceive as one of your little energy forms. In this game, there is no reality to it. And so you may well be sacrificing what could have been a tremendous contribution for zero. Don't try to outguess God. Don't try to outguess God. You knew when you entered this that if in fact we represented God, there would be a magnificent plan bigger than anything that you could imagine. And you're not given to know what it is. For your own security, and so that you can remain focused and also remain busy, or else you would go sit on your assets and say, it's going to work out fine anyway. No, it requires all of you to make it work out. Now, one reason this group is down here is because we have a decision to make about how we get this word out to the people exactly as it was presented to us with a request to get it out to the people. Forget God's presence here in this room at this moment as far as your resource of information. You have all the information you literally need to decide on this, but the purpose of the meeting is not to decide on the information, but how to get it out there. Let's not lose sight of what we're trying to do. And that's no big problem. But this is what we're about. And it's the little groups like this. We don't have a commune, therefore it is inappropriate to bring everybody in and hold up everything trying to decide what is going to happen with the Liberator in the morning. So we have to begin to focus our thoughts. The second thing I want you to really attend as you leave here. How do you want it to be? How do you, as a direct crew member of God's host, want this to be? Because you've also come to experience here, most of you, as citizens of these United States of America. I want you to think seriously how you want this to be. Because you're going to find out it will be exactly like you want it to be. And if you want to go through the mishmash and the horror and the downfall of all of this nation in its glory, then you're headed there. And that's exactly what will happen. You are at a crossroads. God has given you a window. What will you do with it? And how is best to get it done? The thought is appalling, isn't it, that the military would take over? The military mentality is one of brutal force. Is there anybody in the military that has the compassion and the qualifications for leading in peace under God? On the other hand, what else have you? How else can you force their hand? Well, it's obvious, isn't it? You get rid of the corruption and you bring them under the law, within the law, for their actions. Who can lead? Who can lead? Bewildering, isn't it? who is good enough, whole enough, compassionate enough, and firm enough to lead. Well, you're going to have to find him, and he will emerge if you do the rest. And don't go fantasizing glory land. It isn't time yet for glory land. Master Isu is not going to precipitate himself into Washington, D.C. You are going to find, if you open your eyes and do a little digging, that you already have established a republic. Try Illinois. But you're going to have to do it. As you establish your credibility, the information will begin to just flow back into you. You see, one cannot come to any kind of justification that truly God is represented here in this paper. Who cares? Get the word out. That'll take care of itself in its proper sequence. Don't worry about it. You lose credibility the minute you go out there and say, well, this commander from some nebulous something or other told us. Doesn't matter where you get truth. And ones have to begin to establish what is truth and what is set forth to do you in. Your job is to get it out there. Reader's job is to analyze it and act according to their conscience. What does God tell each one to do? I caution all of you ones about getting on any lists willingly. You're already on the list, but I remind you what I've said about sovereign citizens. You are the enemy of this state that wants control of you. And you may be falling into a massive trap by sending in your name and address. They know where the ones who would overthrow the government then are located. Until then, they're guessing.